I'm Bethan from the Coffee Army, and you're listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Webber and Jonah.
Right, we haven't finished talking about the end of last season, and there's two teams at the bottom of the league who I want to have a few minutes chatting about. So, propping up the Welsh Premier League table at the end of last season, Llanelli and Llandudno, and having difficult times for many reasons. I don't want to dwell too much on the past. Hopefully this podcast will be a bit useful as both sides now plan for their future in the second tier and how they're going to get back up into the top flight. So let's take Llanelli first, Jonah. Was the WPL a step too far for them this season?
You have to start well to breed confidence, and nobody really started well. I think they had a thumping, didn't they, at home in the first game, something like 7-0 by Connorsky, which then did have, you know, opened a few eyes. They suffered with maybe a little bit of dealing with top-class referees and linesmen, eagle-eyed with the fourth officials as well, and they had a lot of sending off, didn't they, which was a little bit unlucky sometimes, but there you were. It seemed like the rub went against them in that department. But look, they're a great club, Llanelli. They're a big football club in South Wales, and they just need to readjust. Now, I think they've kept nearly every player, which is remarkable. I watched them last year, and Welsh Premier League manager, I would have definitely been in for three or four of them, definitely. So they've done well to keep their squad, and they may start as a favourite for the Championship South.
Well, they certainly have the experience and the purchases I'm seeing, the early purchases I'm seeing by Llanelli to get themselves up there next season make me believe that they are buying to be a Championship side. And what I mean by that is to get out of the Championship, because it is a completely different set of strategy, if you like.
Last year as well, they had a lot of people who hadn't had experience of this Welsh Premier. Now, when you're playing in especially in down south, I think it's even less travelling than it is in the north. So you sort of get into the habit of training, you know, say Tuesday, Thursday, and you get up on, may even be able to go to work on a Saturday morning, and you're always about an hour or 40 minutes away from wherever you're playing down here, down south. What a big difference it makes to you when you've got to change your whole weekend. You know, it's a big ask for some of these players, and it's not easy to adjust. You've got to change, you know, maybe your work patterns and the football. As we know, the football on the footballing side, it's just stronger, it's quicker. There's a lot more, you know, maybe sharper players with ability. So it takes a lot of getting used to. Some teams have come up, let's don't forget, in the last few years and adapted really, really well. Barry, the Met, we must remember, who've both been up over the last few years. Llandudno, we're going to talk about in a minute, they adapted really well in their first year. So it might just come as a little bit of a culture shock to Llanelli. They just maybe weren't ready for it. But they're a good group down on Llanelli. They've got a good couple of good manager and good coaches there. So I think they could bounce back at the first attempt.
I think by Christmas it was looking dodgy, and it would look like it would have been really hard. I mean, like you said, on the first game of the season on 12th of August, they got pasted at home 7-0 by Connorsky. There are some 6-0s in there, there's some 5-2s in there. However, you know, they were also, more importantly, they were picking off teams in and around them in that early stage. And that must have given them some comfort. And I remember speaking to Hughie Griffiths from Kevin Druids the other week about, you know, the fact that they did beat Kevin Druids twice, home and away, and he felt it was a game that Druids shouldn't have lost, but Llanelli were picking up points in those teams around them, and they were still, if they carried on that in a lower six realm, they still had a chance of getting out, didn't they?
Yeah, well, I don't think they were that absolute cannon. Like, nobody has come up and been cannon fodder, really, over the last couple of years. So yeah, they gave it a good shot. There's no doubt about that. And there was no games where they never competed. They were always competing, and they were always well organised. So that's why it bodes good for this season. And it'll take a good team to finish above the Reds in the Championship South now. And the smart money would say they will, like I said, they will start as favourites for the Championship South.
Now, a lot was made about the man who was banging in the goals from last season, James Loveridge. Whether he stays or goes is one thing, but they clearly need another person like him if he does go. But is there an argument that, you know, actually it was the defence that needs a little bit more solidity behind it, and they need to build a stronger defence next season?
Yeah, most probably, Mark. I mean, you have to establish like I say, league winning teams or teams who get promoted, usually they have their number one, they have their number four and five, that's the two centre-halves, the centre midfielder, and their nine usually in place. And they end up playing, if you play 30 league games, you, in a promoted team, you usually get your spine plays about 20 to 25 games at least. So, yeah, that's what they'll need. Leverage, I thought, was excellent last year. He scored goals. He scored double figures in the Welsh Premier. I think if he played for one of the big boys in the Welsh Premier, he would be right up amongst the Golden Boot entrants. So if he stays at the Reds, he obviously enjoys it there. I see him scoring 30, and them 30 goals could win the league for Llanelli.
Well, good luck to Llanelli next season. There is a common theme as well for me in last season's performance by Llanelli and Llandudno, who also went down with them. And I'll describe it as in a general term, off-the-field issues.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Not everything went right for, you know, Yuan at Llandudno last year. There was a lot of off-the-field problems, and there are problems which are going to affect anybody, Mark. And all we have, right, is you know, sympathy for Yuan, you know, at that time with his family commitments and everything. He had a lot of bad luck. He's a great manager. He'll bounce back. Told you before, he'll bounce back somewhere, him, definitely. I've looked at him over the few years when he's got the ball rolling at Carnarvon, and I think his enthusiasm and his knowledge of the game, we'll see, he'll get back in the game. But they just have to carry on now, Ireland. They know they got some great, you know, great players at a great club, at a big club. They embraced the league when they came into it. You know, they flew into Europe under Morgan in the first year in, and it just went a little bit off the boil like that. But it just goes to show, Mark, how hard it is to sustain yourself at the top level. Huey will tell you that, Huey Griffiths. You know, back they come back in the league. They were third or fourth last season, winning the playoffs, and they had a bit of an untidy season, shall we say, last year. But that's, you know, sustaining your form over 3 or 4 or 5 years in a league, it takes a lot of asking. And the same questions will be asked this year, you know, of, you know, Barry and the Met. Can they recreate their form? Can they stay up in the top echelon of the Welsh Premier? Because, you know, we've seen big teams come and go in this league, the likes of Bangor, the likes of Rhyl. So to, you know, stay in the top flight, it's a hard ask, right? And that's what have happened to Llandudno. So they have to get back together, get their squad together. You know, the manager just needs to get them going, because they are in a league this year a lot of people are looking at, which could be the toughest, you know, the toughest our league's been for a long time. Attendances will be up. A lot of local derbies, so every point you earn in that league this year is going to be a tough point.
Well, obviously, aside from Ewan's issues, the reason I say there's a comparison between Llanelli and Llandudno, where there were other issues as well, so involving big-name players, if you like. In the case of Llanelli, Leon Britton coming in and then not being able to play after the fanfare of the press conference. And then on Llandudno's side, Gary Taylor-Fletcher. 1 minute is he the player, next minute is he the manager, is he here? And you know, people make changes and have to move on with decisions in life, I get that. But I just wonder whether those two moments, if you like, of show business, coming into the town, raising hopes, probably were distractions in the end for Llanelli and Llandudno.
Yeah, maybe, mate. I think the Britain thing came a little bit late, didn't it? It would have to be a miraculous escape by then anyway. But it showed that they were still, like I said earlier on, they weren't cannon fodder and they were prepared to give it a go to stay up. And the same thing happened with Llandudno. Listen, these clubs, you've got, sometimes it's not all about the players, it's the committees. They work their socks off. I know, we know the Llandudno committee. They're a lovely club to go. Every time we go there with Scorio, you know, they treat us like royalty there, and it's a shame to see them go down. But they'll rebuild, Mac. They're keen. They're very, very keen. And they'll be in the mix this year.
So if you were giving a bit of advice to the new boss at Llandudno, or if you were giving a bit of advice to Andy down at Llanelli, one sentence, what would it be?
It's hard in one sentence, but like you said, try and make a good start and make it your, keep making it your own team. Keep making it your own team. Play people you can trust. And they got a great, great challenge now. The aim is to get back in the top league.
Indeed they have. Well, that's all from us for the time being. We'll be back very soon on this frequency. Say goodbye, Jonah.
All the best, Mark.